Welcome back. This is Nick Chancellor, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, specializing in helping people overcome anxiety to reclaim their lives through holistic approaches. I provide personalized coaching to guide individuals towards balance and well-being. Together, we'll develop a coping strategy, explore the root causes, and make a positive life changes. Say goodbye to anxiety and hello to life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this transformative journey together. In this episode, this podcast, Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, we'll be discussing. Yep. We'll be discussing we'll be discussing a situation that occurred during one of my clients' counseling sessions, and it's interesting to look at, you know, what's really bothering us, and we're speaking to like anxiety, work anxiety, and really coming into like what is it that really causes the anxiety, what is the root cause of it, and how do we handle it, what are some of the coping mechanisms. You know, she said I have been crying so much, she mentioned, and I felt so low, she said, and before we got onto the call, and now I'm panicking about work and that I have tomorrow, and there's so much worry about it. I'm so worried about it that I feel like I'm forgetting to breathe. And how do I overcome this work anxiety? Now, what is it that's bothering us? What's causing that anxiety? So we have to go into like, okay, so what's actually causing the anxiety? Is it social phobia? Or is it that we just, you know, we trigger on environments, or there's something in the background that we just reminds us of our past work environments? Maybe we didn't like that particular boss that we're working with, and had many, many, many circumstances where we were struggling to get on with certain type of people in the work environment and working place. And are we carrying this forward to new places, or new places that we're working with, and when we start off to a new job? And normally folks with working anxiety really, really find it stressful and totally difficult to cope with. And it just depends on what sort of anxiety they have. There's many multiple types, but then, you know, we can crisscross this but we have to find out what is it, what is the root causes of us feeling like we're always feeling like the job. Is it that we're feeling inadequate or not competent enough in a particular skill? Should we getting upskills should be getting upskilled in certain things? There's certain things that we don't understand, and sometimes it's really cool to, you know, to talk with our managers, as I'll mention a bit later on. So yeah, we can really feel that anxiety about work, and you know, it's important to prioritize our mental health here, and we need to find ways to manage work-related stresses. Is it the job that we love doing? Because sometimes we find a job, sometimes we fit into a job we hate doing, or we studied for, but we realize that we're not aligned with that job. Our soul, mind, body must be aligned with what we want to do. Are we trying to fit into into a triangle where actually should be fitting into a circle? We don't know. Are we kind of trying to fit in? Or is that maybe it's that manager that's providing micromanaging, which means overlooking everything they're doing, and that kind of makes us feel a little bit quite inadequate when someone's on your shoulder watching you, directing you, and there's no autonomy in the workplace, and there's no creativity. You feel like you're in starvation mode and struggle mode continue. There's nothing creative. There's nothing to love about our job. So there's a saying that if you love what you do and do what you love, that's not a job anymore. So maybe we should be looking for something like that doesn't stress us out, that we love to create things, and take a different perspective on a particular work environment or workplace. However, here's a few strategies that we might help to overcome the work anxiety. Like, why don't we look at taking breaks, right? Make sure to take regular breaks throughout the workday, stepping away from tasks and giving ourselves time to relax and recharge can really reduce our anxiety. Yeah, I wonder if that kind of, if there's an environment there for you at work that allows you to take a short break. Like some creative places, they actually take a short break away from your computer, stepping away. You're not just so micromanaged, as I mentioned earlier. There is an element of creativity. As long as the job gets done, it's efficient, and everyone's happy, there are projects to do and performance, and they're being performed, and all the managers are happy. And you know, it's a two-way street too. We need to be able to communicate and not be scared of losing a job. We need to be able to stand up to our managers and say, well, this is happening for me, and maybe it's time for me to move out of that because I'm just not loving this work and it's totally stressing me out. You can kind of go with that. But our environment must be so relaxed, and we need to be able to walk away. And again, we need to recharge or be able to step away from any anxious feeling so we can, you know, we can process the anxiety. We can also, once we kind of feel that stress or feel anxiety, we can learn to really harness the power of deep breathing. You know, when you feel overwhelmed, take a few moments to focus on your deep breath. You see, deep breathing exercise can help us calm our mind and body, promoting relaxation. I know for me that sometimes, yeah, when I'm in traffic, right, I do have a little bit of anxiety in driving at times, not all the time, but sometimes I just pull over to the curb safely, do my head checks, park nicely, and then I just start breathing in, counting, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That kind of helps me, right? Deep breathing, deep within. As you breathe in, you can see your stomach rise, exhale, and it deflates. So use that deep breath in for 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, holding into the middle if you can. That'll kind of help you. Again, that just keeps you centralized, keeps you balanced. Let's look at prioritizing and organizing. Sometimes we need to like break down the task into smaller manageable steps. Create a do list and prioritize your work and on urgency and importance. This can kind of really help you feel more in control and reduce anxiety. One method that I use, and it works for me, is I use the habit checker. That just gives me a performance and accountability. And it does allow me to be more focused and not too abstract in whatever I do. So that helps. We can look at seeking support. Okay, here we go. Reach out to the trusted colleagues, friends, or family members, and just share your frustration, share your stress with someone. Call into an anxiety coach that you can, you know, relay information. That's a beautiful thing about, you know, employing a anxiety coach and talking ability to talk to someone about the situation really calms our minds down. And you know, we can look at different perspectives and opportunities and all this sort of stuff. So talking about your anxieties can actually provide a different perspective and offer a support to you. So that's also important. We can look at set boundaries. Boundaries are everything for people who are challenged by anxiety. Establish like a clear boundaries between work and personal life. Avoid overworking. We can get sucked into the overworking ourselves and make time for activities outside of work. And this can help create a better work-life imbalance and reduce anxiety. I know someone that's really struggling. Another client saying that I'm really struggling. I can't sleep. Overthinking. We have to sort of let him know that, hey, isn't it time to create a work-life balance? And you know, and get out of the heavy sleeping, which heavy sleeping gives you kind of fatigue. Let's come back and do some exercise. Go around, start with walking the park. Even going to the gym for 10 minutes just for the exercise. Get in for 10 minutes and quickly get out of there. That's creating a habit of exercise. So you can have that balanced life, right? That can help work, create a work, better work-life balance. It's all about that. It's not about work. I know if you read about the 8x8x8 rule in one of the other podcasts, you go back a few podcasts, and that'll give you a life balance in that. But really, we need to have some exercise, some play time. I also did something, the different types of play characters. Which one are you? Go with that. We need to play in this world. And it's not about just working and getting imbalanced. Imbalance is also what causes anxiety. Now let's look at another one. Practice self-care. Take care of your physical and emotional well-being, right? Learn to engage with activities that help you relax, unwind, such as exercise or meditation, or hobbies that you love doing. So we can have that balance. And if you can even love your job and almost create like a hobby, man, you're almost there. We can also learn to prioritize self-care. We have to prioritize self-care. Not learn it, but have a habit of that. And that can improve our overall resilience to stress. Anything, any information, any practice that eliminates stress, or, you know, you become, you know, a balance of stresses and also resilience is perfect for us. So anything that you love doing that allows you to balance up your stresses, we're on the roll here. And so you can look at also like, well, sometimes like my client was actually challenged. The problem was she was challenged with negative thoughts, right? She paid too much attention to negative thoughts, self-doubts. She's not good enough for that job. Or there was something kind of missing. For her, it was more like, I'm not good enough. And she just needed to refocus and find out the skills that she needs to upskill herself and to feel that competence and also not to relay onto past experiences and bring past experience to future. And that's overthinking, over-catastrophizing, you know, really overthinking, overdoing it. And we have to put our focus elsewhere. There's many, many things you can do. It's called positive distraction. So overthinking, negative thoughts, you know, we have to challenge these thoughts. Are they true for us, or are they just something that I'm living an old story? And then learn to replace them with more positive, realistic ones, right? More positive, realistic ones. Yeah, I can do this. Ever seen a movie called You Can Do It? Remember that guy from the comedy show? I think it's Dan Aykroyd's mate and Sadler's mate. That's You Can Do It. I just love that. You can do it. It's like, how about that? Or I get to. Or isn't it wonderful I get to do this? And then, after I've done my job, isn't it wonderful I can just buy a ticket, right? Buy a ticket to and escape, to get out there somewhere on the weekend, somewhere lovely, somewhere in the green, somewhere enjoyable, so I can have that life balance. Get, you know, maybe sometime take the day off to rejuvenate. Get that day out. Have a 3-day weekend or 4-day. Get out there. Have some fun. Be playful. And create this kind of habit. Another one is practicing time management. Effective time management can reduce stress, increase productivity, break your work into smaller pieces and tasks, and allocate specific time blocks, okay? Work with time blocks for each task. And not get too drifty, not too floaty with what we're doing, because we can lose ourselves. And if you've caught yourself on the phone or whatever you're doing or thinking about something too much, straight away, pull yourself back, take a breath, and go back to, you know, being that productive and use blocks of time. Use relaxation techniques. Let's look at that, you know, incorporate that into our relaxing in techniques, into our daily routines to manage anxiety. What kind of things can we do? This might include practice like progressive muscle relaxation. You know, sometimes you got to realize you're super stressed. Take a moment You know, take a big breath and tense the muscles, tense them, like tense them, and then release them. And we do that four times, and teach yourselves to, you know, shake your, you know, move your shoulders, tense, relax, release, you know, when you do, because there's a lot of stress going on, there's a lot of tension going on. Mind gives us tension, you know, it activates the muscles. Yeah. The guided imagery is good. Things are placed that are really calm, or you have been somewhere calm, mindfulness meditation, and experiment with different techniques to find what works best for you. It's really important to know what works best for you. Okay, another biggie is like communication with your supervisor, with your boss, right? With your leaders. You see, nothing's worth it. You know, you might have these kind of thoughts, I'm going to lose my job, I can't pay the rent. You got to sit back and, you know, look back, it's not the end of the world. Don't think like it's the end of the world. Sometimes you got to be brave enough to say, I've got plenty alternatives. You know, that's what my client also, we need to look at, that she had plenty alternatives to, you know, to work with. And then she had the upper hand, and she said, you know, she needs to go in there and talk to her boss, and it's work related, and look at that, look at all the tasks, and what are the expectations, and these expectations, what are they causing you excessive? Are they causing excessive anxiety? Consider having an open and honest conversation with your supervisors. Don't hold back. Don't be scared. Okay. Always look up for backups. Support crew. Like mentioned earlier, talk to your friends, family. They'll support you and find alternatives to this particular thing. Find a job that you really love. And sometimes if your bosses are not lenient or you know, not meeting you halfway, it's sometimes you got to ask, you know, the hard question. What am I really doing there? What am I doing there? Is it for the money? Is it for the money that I'm actually there? Sometimes we can be trapped into the money. Sometimes we're going to have a highly paid job. It is so stressful, and that leads us into anxiety. Sometimes we just need to say no. Learn to say no. Forget about the money and just go into, you know, a job that you love doing. And talk to your supervisor. They might be able to provide support, offer guidance, or make adjustments, right? To help you alleviate your stresses, you know. So the stress is less. I have to admit that all jobs have certain stresses. It's how we manage it that's really important. But sometimes like this, you know, talking about it, learning about it, it really can really help. So I hope this has really helped you so far. By all means, you know, if you feel like you need to do a call, I'm able to help you here. And on a one-to-one free consultation, I'm going to leave my Kalindi at the end of this particular podcast. So you're most welcome to stay in touch, get in touch. Let's look at another one. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to ourselves or yourself and acknowledge that it's okay to feel anxious, you know, at times, right? As mentioned earlier, like you got to treat ourselves with compassion, self-love, and avoid self-criticism. Yeah. As my client, she was saying, like, you know, I don't think I'm good enough. I don't think I'm worthy. I'm scared of my bosses, what they think of me, how they judge me. You know, I'm thinking they're going to sack me. I've been in this situation before. I'm just not coping well. I'm just thinking all this self-criticism, which makes, you know, it's only harmful to ourselves. So no point doing that. Love yourself. Remind yourself that we're doing just fine. We're okay. And I'm doing my best. You're doing your best. And it's normal to experience occasional work-related stress, because let's face it, when you pack a lot of people in a small sardine can, you know, well, office environment, you know, every character's different, and every moods, every day is different mood. So you can be, there's a lot of conflict with that. You just don't understand that it's never going to be always a non-stress day. But there's ways to manage and handle that sort of stuff. Yeah. We can also seek professional help if you need it. With life coaches, anxiety coaches, or counselors. They're all there. Sometimes a mental health professional can actually work well with also aligning also with an anxiety coach. I thought I'd just mention that because that normally happens. Let's now explore some techniques, right, for changing negative thought patterns related to work anxiety. Very important part. So what can we do? Let's look at one. We can actually identify the negative thoughts. That's what we do. And, you know, sometimes we have to probe and ask ourselves, is this the right thing I'm thinking about? We need to pay attention to the specific negative thoughts that arise when we're feeling anxious about work. I write them down. That's what I suggested to my other client just today. I said, start your journal. Write down the negative thoughts that are coming to you. You know, write them down so we can actually find out the root cause of this and then question them. And where they're coming from is really important. And maybe we can think about back to the time where they originated and then show them that this is now, that was then, and the future's not even arrived yet. So we don't have to, we just work with the now. Write them down, write those things down, thoughts. It'll help us to visualize, analyze, and then find, you know, then compartmentalize them in a certain place that we're okay with them. Yeah, we reason with them. We can question the evidence again, examine the evidence supporting the negative thoughts. What's the evidence there? What's that coming from? Is that a bias? You know, when we talked about many podcasts ago, we talked about bias. And what is bias? It's kind of stacking information, stacking thoughts together, things that we may have read about, or you know, we heard about, or we learned about from someone, or copycatted someone, or we copied. It's like a blueprint, or even, you know, we do what our parents did, and we do think the same way, do the same thing. Maybe that thought isn't working for us anymore. Maybe we need to, you know, that's how we're backing up information, and then we have a lazy nature because bias, opinion, shortcuts to what we've learned, and it's not always accurate. So what we're thinking may not be logical, and it might not be factual, and the reasons are that these are all false. It doesn't support us anymore. They could be very contradictory with our thoughts. And often we'll find that there isn't much evidence to support our negative thoughts. And here's the key with anxiety. The more we latch and cling to negative thoughts, the stronger the psychic walls we build. Okay, that's from my knowledge and my know-how, my experience. And I know that the more I go into something and not learn to release and let go, the more I sink into the abyss. The abyss of negative thinking, which creates that catastrophic, future bad thoughts, and it's just solidifying those prison mental cells. So let's not do that to ourselves. Let's be gentle, kind in our thoughts. And we can now also look for alternative explanations, consider alternative explanations or perspectives that could explain the situation. Challenge your initial interpretation and explore other possibilities. Once again, let's look at other possibilities. You know, it's not the end of the world. There's many possibility options out there, and it's so easy. We just need to be more positive. And again, we look at kind of rebalance the whole thing, the whole thought by doing that. Yeah, and then before you know it, we've just come up with a beautiful, realistic viewpoint, and we can live off that. We can drive off that. Let's look at challenges of cognitive distortions. This is important. Cognitive distortions are patterns of thinking that tend to be irrational and contribute to negative thinking. Ideally, any cognitive distortion present in your negative thoughts, present in your negative thoughts, right? Such as all or nothing thinking, overgeneralizing, or catastrophizing. These challenges then challenge these distortions by finding more balanced and rational thoughts. There's so much distortions in our mind. Just like an example, I remember once I went somewhere to, you know, an appointment with one client, but I totally mucked up because I visualized a different client, and I went to the different clients, you know, where we had a one-to-one meeting, and totally, I totally mucked that day up. So yeah, it happens, because I had a distorted pattern of thinking and acting. So there we go. It's easy how the mind can slip here. We can also look at replace and replace with positive and realistic thoughts, right? Once you have challenged the negative thoughts and identified any cognitive distortions, replace it with a more positive and realistic thought. Focus on the facts that focus facts and evidence that support a more balanced perspective. Remind ourselves or yourself of your strengths. What are your strengths? Past successes and the progress you have made so far. If you dig deep, actually sometimes we can pull ourselves out of anxiety or even negative thoughts by celebrating consistently and building a pattern of, you know, I did this, pat yourself on the back, you know, really pat yourself on the back and say, congratulations, you know, Jenny, well done. Congratulations, Nick, you've done really well. You've done really well with this podcast today, getting out this out there, well done. And, you know, sometimes we just need to be self-encouraged, and what's even better, if you can find someone else to encourage, hang with people that will encourage you for developing your self-esteem. And we all need that, by the way. We can look at practicing affirmations are good too. Like in anxiety, what I love, when my body or when my mind is in peace, my body is in peace, is calm. And then stuff like that. You can create your own affirmations. There's plenty out there. You can Google this sort of stuff, on anxiety affirmations. We can say that. They're very positive statements that can help counteract negative thoughts. Repeat affirmation that are like relevant to your work anxiety. You can, here's one you can say, I am capable and competent in my work. I am capable, competent in my work. Or I have overcome challenges before and I can do this again. And remember that one? I can do it, or you can do it, right? So keep those affirmations going. Again, it just keeps repeating. Good to talk to someone. Good to talk to your trusted friends, family, members, colleagues, third parties like myself, anxiety coaches, and who can provide an objective perspective and challenge your thoughts. You know, you need to be challenged. You need to shake out of that. Get rid of that. The only way we're going to get rid of negative thoughts is sometimes we need to shake ourselves out of that negative perception or negative trap. I call it the mental thought prisons, all that. So, just talking to someone about and be heard, be seen, you know, good to be acknowledged. Simply talking about your concerns, can help you gain clarity and reassurance. I find that a lot of people in support groups, they're kind of venting their stuff out, looking for pins, engaging. Even it's like a 5-minute conversation or text writing. And that's why we communicate these days. That sometimes helps support groups. And cool. It's also nice to have a one-on-one session with a coach. So yeah, we can do that just to get that support. Yep. And so we can let's go a little bit deeper. I think we need to go a little bit deeper on like what are the cognitive distortions and how do they contribute to negative thoughts. Let's go deeper, because a lot of us need to know this sort of stuff. So cognitive distortions, also known as thinking errors or irrational beliefs, right, are patterns of thinking that can lead to negative thoughts and emotions. These distortions are automatic and often occur without our awareness. Look at that. They occur without our awareness. They just naturally kind of happen. In the most time where you're on idleness or where you find that you're bored with something, man, we can go everywhere with our minds, right? That happens to me through my experience. You know, just driving along on a nice little holiday, and I was driving for a whole hour on the road, on the highway, and boom, all of a sudden I got these negative thoughts because, before they got me, and then I started feeling guilty, shameful about things. It happened just a flick of a finger. So, and this sort of thing can contribute to a negative thoughts of distorting our perception of reality, making us feel irky inside, anxiety inside, frustrated inside, and influencing how we interpret, even react to our situations and environments. How cool is that? Well, sort of, right? So here are some common cognitive distortions and how they can contribute to negative thoughts. Let's go move with that. Let's look at this all or nothing thinking, okay? This distortion involves viewing situation in extreme terms of all or nothing, you know, with no room for shades of gray or middle ground. It can lead to a rigid and paralyzed perspective where only perfection is acceptable. And that's another thing. We need to go move out of this perfection state. And let's look at, if you make a small mistake at work and you might think, I'm a complete failure, right? Again, going bad on ourselves, destroying our self-esteem, our self-image, our self-thoughts. Now, this type of thinking, thinking ignores the reality that everyone makes mistakes. Everyone's a buff end of the day, just we are. We're all made of buff heads everywhere. And I'm not saying that, but I am. We all make mistakes, right? We're human. Even songs are written about that. Mistakes are common. And that one mistake does not define, you know, the entire competence. Again, when we're looking at the three devils, every level there's a devil. What I mean by this, one is like, I'm not good enough, I'm scared, and I'm alone, right? Three things that people, if you look at people, you ask, which one of these, you know, really are you affected with, you know, what keeps you small, what keeps you negative? It's either, you know, some people have got two of these, one of these is a blessing, but if you have three of these kind of, you know, way of being influenced mentally, yeah, definitely, you know, there's a lot of anxiety going on with having three little demons in our heads like that. Not good enough, I'm alone, I'm scared. Don't be scared, you're not alone, and you're much more better than you think you are. We can now move on to overgeneralization. Involves making broad generalizations based on single events or limited events, evidence. We can kind of catastrophize thinking, you know, like, yep, all this sort of stuff. So it can lead to negative thoughts by assuming that one negative experience or outcome will always happen, which is incorrect. And for example, let's look at, if you receive the criticism on one project and the boss told you this is not good enough, or oh man, we wasted so much time on this, or do it again, it's no good, you know, you might think, now I'm always going to be a failure. Wow. Okay, this type of thinking ignores the possibility of future successes and discounts the influence of other factors. All wrong. This is just biased thinking. Then you've stacked up from the past. New day. Today is a new day. So, you know, let's create stuff that we love to do. No one's a failure. It's okay to fail. In some countries, they encourage failure because we can learn from failure. And looking at another one, mental filtering. What's mental filtering? Mental filtering involves selectively focusing on negative aspects while ignoring positive aspects or of a situation. It can lead to a negative thought by magnifying small setbacks or flaws and overshadowing any positive aspect. Let's look at an example. If you receive a positive feedback on a project but receive one negative comment, you might discount the positive feedback and only focus strongly and give light to the negative one, the negative comment, which will lead you to self-doubt and negative thoughts again, generating negative thoughts again, generating negative thoughts again. Not that cool. Let's talk to a common one is catastrophizing. Let's talk to that, because a lot of people overthink, over-catastrophize. Let's give light to that. What is that? What's this all about? It's actually over-exaggerating a potential negative consequence of situation, imagining the worst-case scenario, somewhere attaching to the past and living with that. It can lead to lead to negative thoughts by creating an unrealistic, exaggerated sense of threats or danger. All right, so, and yeah, overthinking over danger. Example, let's look, if you have a presentation on coming up in work, and you might think, I am going to completely embarrass myself and ruin my career. This type of thinking is amplifies the anxiety and can hinder your ability to approach the situation with confidence. I do have a story to tell here because I understand this one. And my experience is that when I was in corporate and I was doing public speaking, I started doing something called Toastmasters. And let me tell you, I was scared as shit. Pardon the French, but I was really, really scared. I was shaking, so it's just one of the things people need to go over and do, because it does, you can hear your voices loud and clear saying that you're not good enough, you don't know what you're saying. And there's one point when I come to realization, I don't really care. I do care if people don't understand what I'm saying, because I'm still learning, and I'm okay to fail with this. And then I remember, you know, there was 10 modules to complete in this, and I was in my fourth module, where I had to I had to be convincing. I had to use, you know, pitch tones and certain ways of speaking and pausing, all these little techniques to get people's attention. And I remember when I crafted my speech, you know, it was so involved, and the point was, no one understood what it was saying, what I was saying, but I didn't care. I didn't care if I failed on that, because what I did is it was wonderful to see the articulation or the speech in order. Everything that I've rehearsed came out, felt like I was had a out-of-body experience. It didn't matter that no one understood this, but I crafted it, and it was a different language, but I crafted it and made it happen. And in my mind, if I didn't say, it's okay. You know, I felt the sweat, I felt the frustration, I felt the anxiety of getting up in front of 20 people presenting this particular 10-minute speech without notes, right? Because I rehearsed it so thoroughly, and I could see I had a body experience as actually as if I was looking at myself from a third-person experience. And all I can see as I left my body watching from a distance, they call it a helicopter scope or view, that I could see Nick. He was out there, and it was crystal clear. And once again, I got over the fear of thinking that it's okay to fail. It's okay. And so if someone's going through advancement in work, sometime we need to, you know, get out there and take the challenge and talk ourselves out of negative talking and create that speech, create that presentation. Do it with confidence, and it doesn't matter. Now, personalization. So personalization involves, this is another point, taking responsibility for events or outcomes that are outside of our control. It can lead to negative thoughts by blaming ourselves for things that are not our fault or your fault, or assuming that you are the cause of a negative event. No way. For example, if a coworker is in a bad mood, what's that going to do with you? You might think, they're upset because of something I did. Really? This type of thinking disregards other possibilities, explanations, and contributes to feeling of guilt or self-blame or even shame. Yeah, this guilt, shame, and guilt stuff, can really, really wind us backwards. And at the end of the day is, if someone's feeling their mood, it's nothing to do with us, but we don't get sucked in to think it's something we did. It's just their thing. You know, they're handling the way they know how to handle a situation for that day. And everyone's mood's different, like I mentioned earlier. And so we come to the end. the end of all our of the speech, and it's interesting. It was a pleasure to talk about how we can really hang ourselves up on negative thinking, and attached and clinging to negative thinking, and caught, and create those prison walls and thick walls of bars, and they're not even true, but we tend to create them because of our biased cognitive senses and past experiences. So I hope there's a lot of I hope this has built your confidence to get out there and relax and to get out there and limit your social anxiety at workplace. And remember, nothing's perfect. No one's perfect in this world, and we're okay to fail, and we have to accept that, float with that. And this is Nick here from Holistic Health, coach for anxiety. And Nick Jansenville, if you feel like inclined, or if you feel like you want to reach out, and I am offering a free consultation, free session, one-on-one, and I'll leave send me an email or book a date on the Kalindi, and I'll get back to you. So hope this has really helped, and it was good to chat about one of my clients that had something going on, but then it was wonderful to see her light up and see the alternatives and other possibilities and that are available to her, and now she's out there soaring, having a great time. Okay guys, so all the best, namaste to everyone, and blessings, and may you be in abundance.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.